Dante Bo on WWIB, joyful, trying to help you find that joy of the Lord on this 56-degree Wednesday morning, 29th of June, second to last day of the best month of the year, right, Jason Kanz?
That's true.
Yeah. It took us all month, but we finally convinced you.
Yeah, right. You were persistent, which is good, I think. Yeah, for sure.
All right, so I think we've got a current formula that we work with this 5-minute visit, which frequently extends just a tad longer. But we have a little friendly connection, and then there really wasn't another time in the show, and it makes sense for it to be in the early edition of the show. Obviously, the early is before 7, and then when Caleb joins the mix is the later edition. But in terms of this day in history, I've got birthdays, but so I think for us to pick up on something... Now, this is kind of sad, but I guess it catches my attention. Actress Katharine Hepburn died on this day at age 96, 19 years ago, 2003. But I guess the first movie for me being, I think of On Golden Pond, but obviously, I mean, a lot of other movies with Katharine Hepburn, I'm sure.
Sure. Great voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Iconic, right? Iconic.
Very iconic. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Something, yep. I guess, on a little bit lighter note, on this day in history 12 years ago, talk show host Larry King announced he'd hang it up from his CNN show after 25 years on the air. Listening to Larry King late at night on Mutual Radio is one of the things that made me think I wanted to do to talk radio, you know?
Huh. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, certainly an iconic talk radio host.
The thing about Larry King is he confessed, he said he never read the book before he did the interview because he said, I wanted to be at the same place as my audience.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that makes some sense, I suppose.
The other side of that is somebody like Kirby Anderson, who was on the Point of View show we had back in the day here on WWIB, and he would say he would at least look at every page of the book. That seems a bit more preparatory. Huh.
It does, but what's the purpose then behind simply looking at the pages of the books?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's an acknowledgement of digging in some, but saying, hey, yeah, it's not like I read every word.
Sure, okay, that's fair.
And then you get into I remember what's fun for me is looking back on 24 years of Front Page and some of the memories, even the off-air discussions. And like Dan Allender's like, yeah, when people do those endorsements, like they don't read the book. So they just,
You know, I've written endorsements for a few different people's books, and
we both did for Larry Crabb's A Different Kind of Happiness.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yep. And in each case, I've read the book. I felt like it was my duty to write or to read the whole thing. Someone like Dan Allender or, some of these people who endorse every book ever written clearly can't.
Right.
Can't read the whole thing.
Yeah. All right, we're going to quiz your temperament. We're up to question 7. Are you ready?
You bet.
All right, you got A and B choices. Number 7, is it your way to A, make up your mind quickly, or B, pick and choose at some length?
A.
Wow, that's your first A. I am totally a B on that one. I'm totally a B. All right, A is waiting in line. Do you often A, chat with others, or B, stick to business?
Stick to business. If it includes the clerk, I would say chat with others. So A for that one, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know it's within me to want to chat with others. A lot of times there's restraint. But all right, number 9, are you more A, sensible than ideational? Is a word I don't think I've ever said.
Okay.
Or B, ideational than sensible?
Ideational than sensible.
All right.
In other words, principled than...
All right.
Yeah.
We're doing 3 questions today. That's the way it's working here on WWIB.
Yeah,
all right.
We got
the Sermon on the Mount. See, there's something for everybody and the whole family on this
program. You bet.
I think we're up to Matthew 5, 31 and 32, correct?
Yep, that's right. And it says, you have heard the law that says a man can divorce his wife by merely giving her a written notice of divorce. But I say that a man who divorces his wife, unless she has been unfaithful, causes her to commit adultery. And anyone who marries a divorced woman also commits adultery.
Hmm. All right, and in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, Matthew 5:31-32, my son also spoke out against the divorce culture of the time. If a man grew tired of his wife, he could write her a certificate of divorce, ending the marriage and freeing her to marry again, but often a divorce left her vulnerable. Jesus suggested that unless the wife broke the marital covenant through infidelity, sending her away and taking a new bride was to commit adultery. Thoughts? Anything?
Yeah, you know, so I think that it's the power differential there, you know, that was Jesus was really kind of addressing was, you know, because really a man could just say, I'm tired. I don't want to be married to you, and just send her away. And kind of missing the covenantal or commitment part of the relationship and putting her at risk, I think was really significant. And and Jesus clearly has a heart for the vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And so that was a big part of why he had said that.
I saw somebody say recently, Christianity taking a bashing frequently, especially maybe in the last week. And I heard somebody say that all women everywhere could thank Jesus for raising their dignity. So,
yeah, absolutely. Without a doubt. Absolutely. And I think you see that here, too.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jason. We'll talk to you tomorrow from jasoncans.com. Good morning at 6:03 on a 59-degree Wednesday, the 29th of June, 2022. Hey, this is the day the Lord has made. So what do you say? Let's rejoice and be glad in it. But wait, this isn't just any old day. It is. Oh, yeah. A very special happy birthday going out to 6-year-old Sophie in Chippewa Falls this morning, up early listening. Good morning, Sophie. I hear from your mom you're a very special girl who is loved very, very much. May you have your best birthday yet. Happy 6th birthday to Sophie in Chippewa Falls. Birthdays, birthdays, birthdays. We already gave a very special birthday greeting this morning to Sophie in Chippewa Falls. She's turning 6 today, and her family, early morning listeners, catching the good morning song. And right after that, we greeted her. We're going to include that in the podcast so Sophie can listen back to that time and again. But yeah, that was fun. And we hear from her mom that she loved it. So hope you're having a great breakfasts on your birthday, Sophie. Who else does she share this birthday with? Good questions. We've got some surprises for you in birthdays today. James Christensen, he was around the Chippewa Valley for a lot of years. He's got a birthday today. Happy birthday, James. Heather Marie with a birthday. Carissa and Lynn Farley all with birthdays today. Sharing that birthday with the likes of Gary Busey from Lethal Weapon. He's 78 today. He was in a lot of movies. He was in some faith-based movies. I think some of the Left Behind, maybe. But he was also the one I remember Gary Busey for. He played Buddy Holly. Can we give that a listen? This is him singing the It's So Easy in the Buddy Holly story. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. People say that love's for a fool. But here I go, breaking all of the rules. Sing so easy. So easy. So easy. So easy. All right. So anyhow, it couldn't be easy to play Buddy Holly, but Gary Busey pulled it off, 78 years young today. Meanwhile, comedian Richard Lewis, 75, he's got a big resume. And oh, yeah. I mean, not going to go through it all, but comedian, actor, the whole deal. Meanwhile, former U.S. congressman from what state? Yeah, Iowa, and actor Fred Grandy, 74. You know him, you love him as Gopher in The Love Boat.
Exciting and
oh, yeah. Gopher, 74 today. All right. I'm sorry. I mean, I know his name is Fred Grandy. Musician Colin Hay, 69. The frontman for the group Men at Work. Actress Sharon Lawrence is 61 from NYPD Blue. Let's close it out here. We got to wrap things up. Lance Barber from Young Sheldon, 49. Christina Chang from The Good Doctor, 51. Nicole Scherzinger from The Masked Singer, 44. Colin Jost from Saturday Night Live, the big 4-0 today. All right, our promise of the day, 2 Timothy 4:8. There is a crown of righteousness waiting for everyone who loves my son. That is so good, it is for sure worth repeating. There is a crown of righteousness waiting for everyone who loves my son. Do you love Jesus? Crown of righteousness waiting for you. What do we got for special events and our number today? Just a few special events. It is Almond Butter Crunch Day, a Camera Day, Waffle Iron Day, and it is International Mud Day. That's right, to encourage kids around the world to get out and play in the mud. Now, around here, maybe the spring would be a little better in terms of more rain, more mud, but, you know, it is what it is. You try to please everybody, which is tough. The number for the day, 4,800. What is it? It is the pounds of raisins consumed by Americans each week. I should even call Jason Cans, our friend from 545, best 5 minutes of the day, and drop that on him. Oh, I should. I really, really should, because he is he feeds raisins to the birds. And when I get raisin toast and we're having breakfast at Randy's, he's like, what is that?
If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of course, Russ. Can't you?
Some people just really love animals.
Yeah, they
That's
do.
That's great.
But there are some rules that airlines have.
Again, you can stretch the rules, you can bend the rules, not sure if you can absolutely snap them in half.
Yeah.
Like this lady did.
One of the great things about doing morning radio is you just never run out of stories you've never heard before, and we've got one for you right now. Two women were arrested at Bangkok's airport in Thailand Monday after an X-ray inspection revealed more than 100 live animals in their luggage.
More than 100? This is nuts. I have never tried to smuggle more than a couple dozen live animals onto an airplane. Never. Just too daring.
Thai wildlife officials said that 109 animals were discovered in two suitcases. This must have been big.
It must have been very large. Why are suitcases bulging?
Wow. Are you ready to give us the list here?
Yes. So, again, the 109 live animals confiscated of the two suitcases included two white porcupines.
Two armadillos.
35 turtles.
50 lizards.
And I would have to read this one. 20 snakes.
Oh, my.
Call me Indiana Jones. Why does it have to be snakes?
The women were heading for a flight back to their home in India when they were arrested and charged with smuggling.
Goodness.
Wow.
I
mean, what do you say after? I'm like, I don't know how they got in there.
Is there anything that you want to declare? Is there anything we should know about? Nope.
Is there anything you want to take out?
Man, I don't know that I would want to be the one who has to touch the porcupine for I guess it would be the TSA in Thailand, right? So, yeah, wow. Still the TSA or something like that. Yeah. I don't envy their job whatsoever.